Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Memei in Meseches Ksubis. I'm zochet to learn this with you from the Old City in Yerushalayim Er HaKodesh, where I don't have the tally of what number daf we are up to in Shas. Nevertheless, our daf march is on, Baruch Hashem Ki Mitzion Teitzei Sora, and our daf is going to discuss the halachos in regards to Naira. On yesterday's daf we had learned in regards to the question of when the Torah says Naira, are we including a Ketana or just a girl between the age of 12 and 6 months? So our daf is going to continue discussing that, as well as continuing discussing the halachos of Motzi Shemra, a man who spreads bad word about his wife as being Mizane. Going on to Amud Beis, we are going to discuss what happens if a woman does an Avera when she was a Naira, but she was indicted by Edim when she was a Bogeres. So that will continue us into two topics. Number one, the concept of Yedias Hachet. And number two, continue a discussion of the exact Hagdara of Naira Hamurasa Shezinsa, a Naira Hamurasa that is Mezane, that she's punished by Skila and not by Chenek, like an Eishes Ish Shezinsa, and the particular halachos of a Naira Murasa Shezinsa that's punishable by Skila. And finally, the daf will conclude with the halachos of Motzi Shemra. So let's Bezer Hashem pick up two lines from the bottom on Mem Dalet on the Beis. Tani Shila. The Amora Shila taught the following. Shalosh Midos B'Naira. The Brisa tells us that there are three different categories of Naira Hamurasa Shezinsa. That the halacha is, from the simple reading of the Torah, that she's Chayiv B'Skila. Says the Brisa, Bola Eidim B'Beis Chamel Shezinsa B'Veisa Via. If Eidim come along and say that she was in her father-in-law's house, she was Mizane Soklino Sal Pesach B'Veisa. So then in such a case, the punishment is skila at her beis avia, at her father's house, if it turns out that retroactively she had been mizane when she was a naira murasa. Beis avia, shezinsa beis avia. If she was indicted when she was in her father's house as a Naira Murasa, that she was Mizane when she was in her father's house, so klinos al Pesach Shara'ir. Then she's put to death at the gates of the city. Says Rashi, that's the pasuk that says, Dichsiv, says Rashi, two lines into the narrow Memhei Amenalf, ki a Naira Besula Murasa, it says Mishneim al Shara'ir. Then you take her out to the Shara'ir. In contrast, points out Rashi on the top of the Yomut, that if we're talking about where Edim came to her when she was already in her father-in-law's house, so then we apply another pasuk, and that is Votziu Esanara El Pesach Beis Avia. Rashi then goes on to explain why we assume that that was a case in where Edim came along when she was already in her father-in-law's house. We have a third case, continues the Braisa. Sircha, she was Mizana Ula Besof Bagra, and then she became a Bogeres, and she becomes indicted when she's a Bogeres. Then the halacha is different. It's no longer either of these two parashios of Naira Murasa Shezinsa, because she's already a Bogeres. Tidon Bechenek, and therefore the Psak is Chenek. Analyzes the Gemara. Limeimra, are we going to say the Kolhecha di Ishtani Gufa Ishtani Ktola, that if at the time of indictment her guf, her physical status has changed, like in this case, going from Naira to Bogeres, then automatically the punishment changes. Uremini, I'll ask you a kasha. Naira Murasa Shezinsa, you have a Naira Murasa that was Mizana Umisha Bagra Hoitziala Shemra, and then when she was a Bogeres, then that's when the word came out that she had been Mizana. The husband alleges that she was Mizana when she was already a Bogeres, and that's when she had gotten married, but the actual Znus that he alleges took place when she was in Naira Murasa. In other words, the claim takes place when she's a Bogeres, but the actual Znus took place when she was a Naira. So then in such a case, Eina Loke, Ve'ina Nosein Mea Sela. If it turns out the husband is a liar, so then in such a case, it's not the case of a motzi shemra, because motzi shemra is when the girl is a naira, explains Rashi in Dibra Maschil, ve'ena nose. He vizomer, but if it is true, either she, or if it turns out there is Adam Zom, Matim lebeis haskila, they go to beis haskila. Clarifies the Gemara, he vizomer, he and her Adam Zom, sakdaitach ella, ohi, ozomer. Of course, you can't have both she and the Adam Zom. Adam Zom are ones who lied, who get the punishment that they want to do to her. So, in such a case, if it turns out that they lied, they go to beis haskila, but if it turns out it's true, then she's chayiv skila. So what do we see from this halacha? Points out Rashi two lines before the wide. Alma afagav deshtani gufa. Even though now she's a bogeres, v'ilu zanoi hashtan, if she had been mezana now, then it would not be skila, but rather it would be chenek. Nevertheless, we don't say ishtana gufa, ishtana ktala. So why is it that over here, we say ishtani gufa, ishtana ktala? Answers the Gemara, my Rava Motzi Shemra Kamrit. You're going to ask a question from Motzi Shemra. Shani Motzi Shemra the Chidushu. Motzi Shemra itself is a Chidush HaKro, Xeris HaKosov, that really is not entirely logical and doesn't follow the regular logic of the Torah, and therefore we don't assume Ishtani Gufav Ishtani Ktala, despite the fact that in general we do follow that rule. Proves the Gemara that Motzi Shemra is a Chiddush, Ta'nichlansa l'chupa v'lo nivla ba'alma, v'zinsa b'chenik. If you have a woman that has already gone into the chupa, and there wasn't bia, but she's mezana, so then in such a case, she already gets chenik. Even if there wasn't bia, because we consider her a full married woman, and no longer a naira murasa. V'ilu Motzi Shemra, but when it comes to Motzi Shemra b'skila, nevertheless, she's punishable by Skila, and that was a girl who was also is now a Bogeris, and therefore, based on the above logic, we should say that she gets Chenik. However, we say that Motzi Shemra is a Chiddush. Says Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, I don't like your Raya that much. Amale Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, the Rava. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, said to Rava, Dilma, maybe your Raya is not such a good thing. It's a good raya. Ki chadis rachmana. This chidush hakra that motzi shemra gets skila. Hecha delo ishtani gufa. That's in a case where there wasn't a shinui haguf. In other words, she was mezana before she was a bogeret. She was mezana when she was a naira hamurasa. Aval hecha de ishtani gufa. But what happens in a case of where there was ishtani gufa, like sircha ulubasov bagra, so then in such a case, lo chadis rachmana, then maybe one could have argued that the Torah did not have its chidush. And just like sircha ulubasov bagra is bechenik, so too, motzi shemra, when it's misha bagra, maybe it's also bechenik. And the parasha of motzi shemra is not a case of ishtani gufa, because that parasha takes place when she was a nair murasa. So now we need to go back and answer the original contradiction. Do we say that Sirchul Bsof Bagra is Bechenik because Ishtani Gufa Ishtani Ktala? How do we reconcile that with Nair Marasa Shazinsa Umisha Bagra Hotziala Shemra? So then in such a case we say that she is Chayiv Skila. Why is she Chayiv Skila? We should say Ishtani Gufa Ishtana Ktala. Says Elamar Nachmar Yitzchak Ishtani v'lo Ishtani Tanoi. We have to say that this issue of whether we say Ishtani Gufa Ishtani Ketala is a machlokis Tanoim. This Nan we learned in Horios Choto Achelo Nismanu Vinismanu. This is from this week's parsha that we have the halacha that a Nasi that sins brings a seir, a special seir, and a kohen mashuach brings a special par. And he doesn't bring the regular karban that average hedyot brings. Says the Mishnah in Horiyas and Aftes Amid Aleph. If the kohen mashuach sinned before he became anointed as a Mashiach, or the Nasi sinned before he became the Nasi, Chatu Achal Nismanu Vinismanu Harehin Kedyotos, then they bring a carbon like a Hedyot. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Imnoidilahem Achal Nismanu Chayovim. Rabbi Shimon points out that even though he agrees everything with the Tanakhama says, that you wouldn't be Mechayiv the Nasi on an Avera that he did when he wasn't a Nasi, but he'll even pater him from a Hedyot in certain instances. And that instance is, if he becomes aware of the Avera after he became a Nasi, after he became a Shuach, then Mishin Ismanu Pturim. He's going to be pater. The only time he's going to be Chayiv is if he remembers at the same time, at the period that he did the Avera. The period meaning that when he was still a Hedyot. What do we see, says Rashi from the last line? Alma de Mishum Ishtani Gufa, Ishtani Karban, says Rashi as he concludes our Amud. That when it comes to Ishtani Gufo, we say that since the Kohen Mashuach is now a different person, then his carbon is changed. So we see Rabbi Shimon holds Ishtani Gufa, Ishtani Carbon. Analyzes the Gemara. Ema de Shamina lay the Rabbi Shimon de Azal Afbas Yediyah. Maybe Rabbi Shimon is telling us that even if we also have to take the Yediyah into the account. In other words, if the Yediyah doesn't happen at the same time of the Chait, then that's going to be a problem. That's what it means. Da azal afa basu Yediyah. However, continues Gemara, second line from the top of Mehem Abayz, da azal basu Yediyah v'lo ba azal basu chata. Mi shamisle, that Rabbi Shimon would say that you focus only on the Yediyah, and in regards to the Chait, that we ignore the fact that the Chait was done when she was a Naira, and we give her the onish of a Belgeres, Mi shamisle, then who says that Rabbi Shimon would say something? In Cain, that retorts the Gemara, well, maybe he does take this into account. Because according to your above logic, Leise Karbin Kida Hashta. So then let Rabbi Shimon, if he says that we're going to go Basar Chait, so let him bring the Karbon as he is now. Mashuach Par. The Nasi Seir, let the Mashuach bring a par, and the Nasi bring a Seir. In other words, the Gemara in this retort is proving its point, that if we're going to say that Rabbi Shimon goes Basar the Chet, but not after its time, he doesn't take into account the time of the Chet, so then in such a case, then you would have the Mashuach and the Par bring a Par, and the Nasi bring a Sayer. Must be that Rabbi Shimon says you do take into account the time of the Chet, and therefore Rabbi Shimon would not be relevant to the case of Sircha Ulubisov Bagra. Answers the Gemara, we have to give another teretz. Ha'amar le Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had taught Litana, to the one who had said the halacha of Shila, that seemed to say, Ishtana Gufa Ishtana Katala, Tani Tidon Beskila. You're right, it doesn't make sense, and you have to say that the Chiyuv is going to be Skila. Now the Gemara plays the other side, and asks from the other direction. V'amai Naira Murasam Rachmana V'habo Gerasi. But at the end of the day, she's now no longer a Naira Murasa. Now the Gemara says, but how could you give her skila if she's no longer a Naira Murasa? The Torah emphasizes the Naira. And the Naira means the Naira Bishas, her Avera. The Naira that had the girl who was a Naira Bishas, the Avera. Amalei Rabbi Chananya le Rabbi Lo, Ihachi Milka Nami Loka, Umeya Sela Nami Lishalim. If that's so, that we're going to say that we view her as the Naira, so then the shame should apply if it turns out when the husband makes this allegation when she's a Bogeres, and it turns out it's not true, and he's a Motzi Shemra, so then in such a case, he should have to get Malkus and Meya Sela, even though she's not a Bogeris right now because of the Pasuk on Naira. Amarle, he responded to him, Rachmana Nitzlan Me'ai Daita. May the Torah save you, may Hashem save you from such an opinion. That was what Rabbi Loi responded to Rabbi Chananya.
Rabbi Hananya responded back, Adarabba, Rachman and Itzlan midaita didach. You should be saved from your opinion. Your opinion is the one that doesn't make sense. V'taymamai. And what is the rationale for Rabbi Elah? And Rabbi Elah wants to say that when it comes to Hanaira for the Onish, we still focus on the Naira part. But when it comes to Motzi Shemra, we're going to look at whether she's a Bogeres now. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ava, V'tem Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ava, Zu Maseh Garmala, V'zeh Akima Svasav Garmala. When it came to the Naira Murasa Shezinsa, it's her Maisa that she did when she was a Naira that causes the Onesh, and she was a Naira at the time, and therefore we give her the din of the Naira. However, the husband who's a Motzi Shemra, when did the Mechayiv of the Avera kick in? It was the Mechayiv, the source, is when he moved his lips. And when did that happen? Zu Maisa Garmla Kishis Anoi, Naira Zanoi. She did the Maisa's Nus when she was a Naira. Vizeh, and when he moved his lips, Akima Svasav Garmlo, Emes Kamechayiv, Ahi Shaita. At this moment when he spoke, Ahi Shaita Bogeres Havoi, and at this moment she was already Bogeres, hence you won't have the halacha of Meyasela and Milki Lilki, because she's out of the parsha of Naira at the time that he spoke, and the parsha of Motzi Shemra is specifically by a Naira. Tanur Rabbanan, and the Gemara continues about 15 lines in on Mem Hey on the base. First word in line is Vahi. Naira Murasa Shizin Saf, and Naira Murasa is Mizana, Soikli Noisal Pesach Pesavia. Then she gets Skila by the house of her father. Ein La Pesach Pesav, Soikli Noisal Pesach Shari Ir. If she doesn't have a father, so then it's done at the opening of the gate of the city. And if it's a city that the majority is Gentiles, idol worshippers, so then we don't go to Shari'ir. So Kenos al Pesach Bezdin, then the skila is done by Bezdin. Keyotze bedavar ata omer. Ha'oved avodes kochavim. If someone served idols, so Kenos al Shar Shavet bo. And he also gets put to death with skila at the entrance of the city, will be irshu above the kochan. But if the majority of the city is idol worshippers, so klinos al pesach bezdin. Then we don't do it b'shara ir, then we do it by bezdin. Asks the Gemara, we really didn't see any obvious source for this. At the beginning of today's daf, Rashi gave us the two possibilities in the psukim, and how Chazal understood the psukim, that the psukim seemed to say, on the one hand, that there's skila either by Beis Avia or the Shar Ha'ir. But this idea of Bishar Bezdin, Minani Mili, from where do we know this? As is the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan taught, Sha'arecha, Ze Shar Sha'avad Bo. When the Torah says, Sha'arecha, Ishahu El Sha'arecha, when it says that you're going to take him out to be killed for his Aveira, that's at the gate that he served Avodah Zarah. At the Omer, Shar Sha'avad Bo, O Eino Ela Shar Shanidon Bo. Do you put him to death at the gate of the city where he served the Avodah Zarah, or where he was judged for death? So then we darshan to Psukim. Ne'mar Sha'arecha L'mato, V'ne'mar Sha'arecha L'malo. Two different Psukim, as Rashi quotes. The Sha'arecha, that's L'malo, is in Devarim Yud Zayin. Kimatzid Kirbecha Bechad Sha'arecha. And also says in, that's Dvarm Yud Zayin Beis. And also says in Dvarm Yud Zayin Hey, Votzei Seisa Eshehu Oesa Yishah, Hi Asher Asu Esadova Razel Sha'arecha. So those are Sha'arecha Lemala and Sha'arecha Lemata. Ma Sha'arecha Amur Lemala Shar Sha'avibo. It's obvious in what's referred to as Lemala, Ki Motzei Bikir Becha Bechad Sha'arecha, that there the Torah says that you found in your gates. So that's the gates where you found the Avera done. Ma sha'arecham l'mal shar sha'avibo, av sha'arecham l'matar shar sha'avibo. Dover acher, sha'arecha v'lo sha'arei ovde kochavim. There's another drush that we're going to make that says sha'arecha and not sha'arovei kochavim. So we have two halachos that you can learn from it. Number one is we learn from sha'arecha l'mala that the shar is not the shar hanidon bo, and it's not the Shar Ove Kochavim as well. Two different halachos that are learned, and Sha'arecha is going to tell us two things, as the Gemara points out. Ha'afikdei, imkein lema kros shar. Well, how can you learn two things out of the pasuk? So the Gemara answers, then why would the pasuk say sha'arecha? It should say shar. So we have two limudim. Mai sha'arecha, shma minotarti. These two things, that's b'shar sha'ovet bo'yaveira, and not a shar of ovei kochavim. Analyzes the Gemara, ashkechon avoidis kochavim, nairam urasam in nolon. I find that this halach of sha'arecha applies. By avoidis kochavim, that's the parsha of Dvarim Yud Zayin. But nairam urasa, how do we know these halachas of sha'arecha? Amar Rabbi Avo, gomar pesach, mi pesach, u pesach, mi shar, vishar, mi sha'arecha. Rashi tells us the different psukim that tell us to equate the Pesach to the Pesach and the Pesach to the Shar, and that teaches us that the halachos that apply to Dvarim Yud Zayin, which refer to somebody who's Oseh Hara that needs to be put to death, that applies also to the Parsha of Naira Murasa as well. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Mem Hei in Meseches Ksubis. Bezer Hashem, for Friday's Daf, Friday Parshas Vayikra Tav Shinayin Hei, we will pick up with the Gemara Tana Rabbanon, Motzi Shemra Lok Evinosein Me'aseva. This Bezer Hashem concludes Mem Hei in Meseches Ksubis.